I'm Matthew McConaughey, and you are listening to the Texas Standard.
Of the more than a million public school students estimated to have returned to some form of on-campus activity at schools in Texas, just under 4,000 have tested positive for COVID-19. That's far less than many teachers and administrators feared. But are those numbers accurate? Zef Capo is the president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers and the Houston Federation of Teachers. Mr. Capo, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Welcome. Happy to be here.
What do you make of this state data? Are you, in fact, encouraged by what you're hearing?
Well, you know, I'm certainly relieved that so far there has not been a significant breakout. I'm obviously deeply concerned about those who have contracted COVID and how that's happening and want to stay on top of every single case that comes through. There's nothing that would make me happier than to be wrong about the deep concerns we've had for breakouts. But I think we're just, frankly, a bit too early. You know, not necessarily that the data is wrong, but I think that there are several aspects about our public school system, particularly in Texas right now, that I would still want us to be very cautious and continue to implement safety protocols with the highest level of degree, because I think that we aren't out of the woods yet.
I know of at least one school district in North Texas that was not going to publicly release its coronavirus numbers out of concern, I guess, for the possibility that some schools might be ordered closed. And there was a lot of concern about transparency, not just at the district level, but at the state level, too. And so your group now has created its own database of sorts. Tell us about it.
That's right. We do have a crowdsourced Texas public schools COVID database where teachers, school staff, parents, frankly, even high school students, others would be able to go on and report instances not only of COVID cases that they've heard of in their particular schools, but as well to make safety reports, particularly if there are concerns about if their schools are receiving proper cleaning or if they've received proper PPE to safeguard themselves and their students. Prevention is far more important to us in this particular case, and we want to make sure anybody who's returned or is required to return has everything they need to be as safe as possible.
Why did you feel the need to create this, and are you concerned about the accuracy given that it's crowdsourced information?
One of the reasons that we decided to do this is for exactly the reason that you mentioned. Some schools may not necessarily be publicly reporting, or school districts. Our state level data may be coming out by the district level, but may not necessarily come out at the campus level. We firmly believe that having that campus level data is going to be extremely important because that's where our members, our teachers, make their decisions. That's where our families will be making their decisions. You really need to make sure that you are talking about neighborhoods, talking about communities that would have most of their direct interaction and be able to get data sourced at that level. When these reports are made, they must provide some type of physical evidence, letters from their supervisor or their school district notifying them of a COVID case, perhaps a media report. Or if they don't have any of that, they've got to give extensive narrative details, and then we have to make a judgment call on whether we publicize that information or not.
How are you advising school districts on moving forward with this data?
We want to make sure that they're using it to improve their plans and to make sure that they are ensuring that where we potentially see stop gaps, that they're filling those gaps, particularly with our safety reports.
Especially with so many districts yet to open, right?
That's exactly right. Hopefully, between our data and the state data, they'll actually be able to see what's working, what's not working, and give real-time recommendations to school districts.
Zef Capo is president of the Texas chapter of the American Federation of Teachers and the Houston Federation of Teachers. We'll link to more over at texasstandard.org. Mr. Capo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.